New parents, workers and pensioners will be targeted in a Budget Day giveaway that will surpass anything seen during the Celtic Tiger. That's the opening line of the lead story in today's Irish Independent, which focuses on the one-off baby boost of €420 which parents of newborns are set to receive today. The Irish Times, meanwhile, describes the tax cuts and one-off payments which the government is expected to announce as an electoral launch pad for the coalition. Alongside a picture of Finance Minister Jack Chambers and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue smiling before the cameras yesterday. The paper also details how it's expected that some of the Apple money will be committed to investment in water, electricity, transport and housing. From the government's plan for future spending to how money has been spent in the past, the Irish Examiner leads with yesterday's report from the Controller and Auditor General. Watchdog shines light on wasteful state is the headline there. Israel's ground invasion of Lebanon generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror. The Mirror focuses on the expectation that Irish peacekeepers are to stay on the front line there. Coolock says no comment. That's the headline in today's Irish Daily Star. Alongside a picture of a woman who featured prominently in Barry O'Kelly's RTÉ Investigates Inside the Protest documentary. Paul Healy tracked down the woman who repeatedly used the N-word and made abusive anti-immigrant remarks in the documentary, but she refused to comment when he asked her if she stands over those remarks. The Irish Sun builds its lead story around an interview with Jolene Morey, a sister of Nicole Morey, who died following a dog attack at her home in Limerick in June. In the interview with Katie Hannan in Upfront on RTÉ, Jolene expressed concern that the new law restricting the ownership of XL bully dogs won't go far enough. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with references which Sinn Féin press officers Sean McGeer and Caelan McGinley gave for a former press office colleague while he was under investigation for child sex offences. Michael McMonagall, who last week pleaded guilty to 14 offences, left Sinn Féin in August 2021 after he was arrested by police investigating child sex crimes. The 42-year-old from Derry was given two job references by his colleagues the following year. Both men stepped down from their jobs at the weekend after the party began an internal process. The British Heart Foundation, which subsequently gave Mr. McMonagall a job in a media role in Northern Ireland, said that neither of the references had mentioned the ongoing investigation or the fact that Mr. McMonagall had been suspended from the party. The charity employed Mr. McMonagall from September 2022 until it learned of the case against him in July 2023. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on the four-month jail sentence given to a 52-year-old Antrim woman who punched a nurse and used disorderly behaviour in two NHS hospitals on the same night last July. And finally, the Irish women's rugby team's win over New Zealand yesterday receives lots of coverage this morning. All commentators agree that the World Cup champions were stunned to lose and that the win has given the Irish team a new sense of confidence. Aiming higher is the caption on the front of the sports supplement in The Independent over a picture of the girls in green celebrating in the aftermath of yesterday's victory.